15-minute speaker this evening is Nick.
All right, I got a drink. Man, I'm so nervous. Okay. My name is Nick. I'm an alcoholic for sure. My sobriety date is June 20th of this year. I have a sponsor, and I'm willing to sponsor others. Yeah. Right, how it was. Is this really loud? I'll just stand here. No? All right. How it was. In a general way. I was a prick. worthless jackass. I was a coward. My first drink, that'll be a good way to start. First drink was on New Year's Eve, 1999. I had my mom throw a party for me. All my high school friends came. Jen went to high school with me, but she wasn't invited, so sorry, Jen. We had a party, and a buddy of mine brought some rum, and we were going to drink after the party. But this really hot girl was like, hey, can I have some now? I'm like, hell yeah, come on. So she started drinking it. I started drinking it. I got really smashed. I drank a bunch of mouthwash, so to mask the smell of my booze breath. And my mom came out to me about, 11:55, 11:59. She's like, here, someone wants to say Happy New Year to you. And it was my dad. He works on a boat, so he's gone. I'm like, hey, who the hell is this? Oh, it's your father. I'm like, oh, right, father, yeah, okay. He's like, what's the matter with you? You drunk? I'm like, no way, yeah. So it was like that. I got busted for that. The next day, my mom made me clean the house, normal kind of stuff. My dad sat me down. My dad's a heavy drinker, maybe an alcoholic, I don't know. He sat me down and basically told me it was a rite of passage, that what I did was cool, and gave me some more booze. Right? Let's see. He was a drinker for a long time. I can remember before we went out, every time, we would stop at the liquor store, and I thought that was normal. Apparently it's not. Apparently not everybody's parents stops at the liquor store before they go out to Publix or to buy. So, I'm not kidding. I really didn't know that that wasn't normal. He drank so much, and, I didn't think it was a big deal, and I remember smelling whiskey when he would drink it and thinking, like, yeah, I know I'm going to like that one day. It smells like rotten apple juice. To this day, when I hug a man who has whiskey breath, I get weird feelings. Weird feelings. Yeah. So my drinking was encouraged by my dad. And when I moved away to college, my mom used to send me care packages of booze. She sent me Sky Vodka and stuff like that. And in college, my drinking got really crazy. What happened? One night I woke up in the middle of Florida Field. I went up to UF, and it was like the middle of the night, and part of it being a public university is a lot of the doors must remain open overnight, so I knew that, and I asked to be let off the bus at the stadium and went and ran around the stadium at 3, 4 a.m. in the morning. I woke up on the field, no pants, and an exit sign like that in my hand. Like, oh man, exit, I gotta go. So I exited. I went back to my dorm. I lived at the very end of the hallway, was running down the hallway to get to the bath before I threw up, and I just ran right into the wall, and then woke up with vomit. That's funny, you guys can laugh. Woke up with puke all over me. Got busted for that. Got busted one or two more times in college for drinking underage, and they were about to suspend me. I actually showed up to my judicial hearing drunk. Yeah. I showed up to my judicial hearing drunk and some other stuff, and they were like, so we're going to suspend you. I'm like, what is this, high school? You can't suspend me? I'm like an adult now. Plus, I got straight A's. What's the matter with you guys? Like, what you're doing is illegal. Do you think you have a problem? No. We're going to send you to alcohol class. So I went, and man, that was so fun. They had to play a game on the computer where it was like, you make these choices, and I kept dying in the choices. They're like, what would you do in this situation? Fucking drive home. And then they're like, you die in a car accident on the way home. Was your vision impaired? Like, yeah, I guess so. So I had to do a sit down with a counselor. He was all like, well, you answered 11 out of the 12 questions that indicate that you might be an alcoholic. positively. But I think you're smart enough to where you know that you're just a frequent binger, as we like to call it. So that became like my screen name and my AIM name. Like, frequent binger, all right. So I graduated college. I became a substitute. I got a degree in history. I became a substitute teacher, and I used to drink in class. I remember one day I was so I didn't think I got maybe an hour of sleep, and I was so drunk I had to call. I had to wake my friends up, who were just as drunk as me. But I'm like, you guys got to drive me to work. I was so messed up, I can't make it. So they drove me to work, and they gave me a whiskey and cola as I got out of the car. Like, here's your lunch, buddy. Thanks, guys. You're the best. So that day, I got fired from that job because there was a kid that I got in an argument with, like a political argument with a 10-year-old. I was like, you're so wrong. There's no way that it's going to work in economics. Man, I think I'm a socialist, so I was arguing some rhetoric about that. So I told him, I looked out the window, and this was like a farming area up in north of Gainesville, and it was I could see his house. I was like, yo, isn't that your house? He's like, yeah. I'm like, go to it. I'll just watch you walk from here to the house. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah, go home. I don't want to deal with you. No one here wants you here. As soon as he walked out, I was like, I think I did something wrong. And all the other kids raised their hand, like, can we go home too? And so I had to walk into the principal's office, and I'm sure I smelled like booze. I must have. I don't believe it, but I probably did. So I walked in, I'm like, hey, I did something wrong. And he's like, did you drop another F-bomb? I'm like, what? How did you hear about that? Damn. No, this is much worse. I sent the kid home. He's like, before class ended? Yeah. All right, see ya. So that was done. So then I didn't know what to do after that. A girlfriend of mine in life. A girlfriend of mine. I didn't know what to do in life. It was just the end of that story. Story's done. So, next part. I on a whim moved to Central Europe, the Czech Republic, because I, in passingly drunk, told my girlfriend, like, we should go teach English in Europe. So she set everything up, and all my friends were like, what are you doing? You don't like this girl. You try to break up with her, like, every day. I really did. I would try to break up with her, and it just wouldn't take. I was too drunk to cheat on her, so I never cheated on her. But I was, like, verbally abusive, and it was rough. But she planned this whole trip, and I was like, well, shit, all right, let's go. So we went, and I took some schooling over there. I got a foreign language, English as a foreign language teaching certificate, and taught English as a foreign language for about a year, and my drinking continued there. After about 3 months, I told her that she needed to leave. Wow, that's rotten. I was like, you need to go. There are way too many hot Czech girls, and I'm drinking too much. So I drink a lot, every day, in class. My students knew that if I had a class of young people, this is a private institute, and they would say, Nick, can we go to the grocery, please? Yes, you pick me up something. Okay, we know. And they'd bring me back beer or some booze or something like that. So this was all funny until, I lived in a small town outside of Prague, and Prague is a really big city with all these trams. And this is when that allegory from that book is awesome, because I used to play traffic dance with those trams. I used to do that. It's not just an allegory. I really was retarded. And one time I got hit in the head with the mirror, and I was like, oh, I'm just bad at this game. Never like, I have a problem with doing stuff that's stupid. I have a problem. I'm just not good enough at jaywalking, basically. You know, I need to change professions. So she left. I started drinking every day because I was sad, because I was happy. There it was like really, really, it was okay to be an alcoholic there. This was, you know, post-Soviet. Everybody kind of drank a lot anyway. So I went there. Apparently they have AA groups in Prague. That guy who was here 2 weeks ago said it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. If you've been there, it's like, what? In Czech Republic is where they invented the Pilsner beer in a city called Pilsen. It's like, you can just drink whenever you want. They had taps in grocery stores. So you just go. Like the soda fountains, right? So I smashed all the time, drinking a lot. One time I actually tripped and fell face first into a dirty gutter. I was like, oh my God, my life's in the gutter. It was just really funny, like crying, laughing, no money in my pocket. So I got on a train, tried to go back to my town, got on the wrong train, ended up like in Hungary. Like, should have known. So I met a girl, a Czech girl. I met lots of Czech girls. But I met one, and we moved to England together for a bit, and I was working at a bar and getting smashed all the time and really ignoring her. So she told me when our vacation was over. I was like, vacation? What? Never over. But when vacation's over, it's best if you just don't come back to Czech Republic. I'm like, okay. But then I went back to go see her. I stayed for like a week, told her we were going to work everything out, and then I left. Just Monday morning. Like, she was like, so when are we going to go to Prague to check out flats? Apartments. I'm like, never. I'm going. Oh, I have 5 minutes left? No shit. Right. Wow, what a chin wagger I am. Okay. Then I came back to America, heartbroken, drinking every day. Got a job at an ambulance company because my dad told me that he would pay for some vocational schooling. Drinking and drug. Please, guys, this got to stay in this room. I'm drinking and drugging in the ambulance. I rolled in the ambulance. I was driving it like a jackass one day and rolled it, smacked my head, got a concussion. I was like, man, what happened? And my partner was like, you're driving like a jerk. Like, oh, what happened? So finally I got caught drinking in the ambulance, and I treated loads of people drunk and high, and that's something awful. Don't laugh at that, please, but it's really awful. And then I got fired from there, and I don't know, I was pretty suicidal. Nothing was going right. So the people at the ambulance company told me if I had a problem that I could go to employee assistance program for therapy for like 5 or 6 times. When I did that, he suggested I check out AA. So I called up the AA number one day when I was drinking and thinking about going to my parents' house to get a gun for myself. And the lady said, well, there's an AA office in Tampa. Just give it a call. And I called it. They said, there's one happening just down the street from you at 5:45. But it was already like 5:40. So I just drank a couple beers, and then I went. Like, showed up late, drunk, to my first AA meeting. Then second meeting. And then third meeting, I asked a friend to go with me because I couldn't go by myself. Because I don't know why. I just couldn't do it by myself. Oh, yeah, everybody knows that. We can't do it by ourselves, right? But I couldn't do it by myself. So she went with me, and then I met my sponsor there. And I needed a sponsor, and he became my sponsor. And then I started working the steps and trying really hard not to be a selfish prick all the time. It's not really working. It's working a little bit, but it's still pretty awful. I haven't drank since or done any drugs since, so it's working in that way. But, I feel like I still have this default that I think everybody who's in this room probably has, where it's like, something goes wrong besides drinking. You just fall back to that way it used to be. For me, it's just really depressed and sad, and I don't want to do anything. I really just want to cry, and I take long showers, you know, just turn on the water and curl up and fall asleep in there. It's pretty sad. So I haven't really done that in a while, or when I have done it, it's been like a tangible problem. You know, it's like, oh man, I'm so sad because my family is messed up and it's hurting my soul. Oh, I can put a name on this problem now. And I think that's been a big deal for me, is being able to put names on stuff, because I can do these steps and because I can call somebody and because you guys, you sexy guys, are all here. And I really appreciate you all being here for me, and I really appreciate my sponsor, and I really appreciate my God, and thanks for letting me talk. That's it.
Thanks, Nick.